Lekuta Sichas Chelek Tazayin Purim, the Sicha on Purim, the first Sicha on Purim. The Gemara Zokta Megillah, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Megillah, Shol Chalam Estel Chachamim Kavuni L'dayris. Esther sent a message to the Chachamim, to the sages, set me up, establish me for the future generations. Meaning to say, Esther at Gebeten Mizal Kaveyazayin Yudalit V'Tazvav Adar, that Esther requested that they should establish the 14th and the 15th of Adar liyamtiv ulakriya as a day of celebration for the reading of the Megillah liyas lilashem, so that I will have a name. In other words, I'll be remembered. The story will be remembered. The Noch brings the Gemara at Sveitin Maimer in them that the Gemara brings another statement about this. Sholchalam Esther chachamim kisvuni l'dayris. Esther sent a message to the sages. Write me down for generations. Esther Gibetan is all the Megillah versus of Irnomen. Esther asked that the Megillah, the story that was written, and it was called Megillah Esther, Fashraiden, they should write it down in Sharak Suvim together with all the rest of the writings. In other words, that it should be included into the body of Torah Shebiksav, in the books of Ksuvim. Das heißt, in other words, Frier hat sich nur gebeten, kivune l'deires, liyom tov l'kriya. First, she requested that it should be established for as a celebration and to be read. The story should be read, recited. Menzol yedn yor, lein in dem sipur from the Purim, that it should be read every year, the story of Purim. Es muzo ben ishgelein dver metoich haksabat. It doesn't have to be necessarily written from a formal Megillah, from a formal written document. The Noch hat sie gebeten, as the Megillah is over verschrieben l'deiris, that it should be officially recorded, und seine Chelek von Ksuvim, that it should be inducted into the Svarim of Ksuvim. Was the far Muslim lay in the Megillah with the Chaksa, but now that it became a part of Ksuvim, now it has to be, would have to be read from a written Megillah. And if you read it by heart, somebody happens to know the Megillah by heart and reads it out, you would not be yotze with that kind of reading, because it's a formally written document, so it has to be read from within the Megillah. So that was the change in the original, from the original request to the second request. In Yerushalmi, Zokter, what in Yerushalmi it says a little different. Mordechai ve'Esther kosui geres v'sholcher l'rabbi seinu. Mordechai and Esther together wrote a letter and they sent it to the sages. Shekein omru lehem mekablam atam aleichem shnei yom halalu b'chol shana. And they said, do you accept that these 2 days should be celebrated every year, etc. Das heißt, beide Mordechai ve'Esther haben geschrieben und gebeten. They wrote a letter and they requested wegen zikaron Purim, to commemorate Purim, nicht wie in Babli wo es wird der Mann, nor Esther allein, not like in Babli where it says only Esther wrote this letter. Sholcholam Esther kivuni v'kisvuni. In other words, that in Babli there are 2 versions of what Esther wrote, but in each one it was Esther that wrote it. In the Yerushalmi it records that Esther and Mordechai together wrote it. Mekan aber sagen, as das ist nicht aplukte und dazu noch in Amatzias zwischen Babli und Yerushalmi. We could explain, of course, that it's not a machloikis, and in this case it would be a machloikis in the facts, arguing about the facts. Was it Esther or was it Mordechai together with Esther? And we always try to avoid creating a machloikis in facts. So it's not a machloikis between the Babli and the Yerushalmi. It's the bakasha zikuma from Esther alein, not from beide zusammen. Nor es retzich wegen basunder inyana, but it's talking actually about 2 different things that they requested. In Bavli, wegen der Takana von Kriyas HaMegillah, the Bavli is talking about she requested that it should be established that you have to read the story. Was der Far teitscht ob Rashi kivuni nicht nur liyamtiv nor euch lekriya, which is why Rashi says that kivuni established me l'dayres, before she said kisvuni. Kivuni established me for the future is not only about a day of celebration, but also as a reading of the story. While the Ike Bakasha von Esther Kivuni, Lias Li L'Shem, the main request of Esther, establish me so that I will, in other words, that I will be remembered for the future is given b'shachas kriyas hamegillah, was that Giruf Noshma was in regards to the reading of the Megillah, which is of course called Megillas Esther, and that's what she was looking for. So that was how the Bavli writes it. The Noch euch verschreiben de Megillah als einem von den Ksuvim, and then the second request as recorded in Bavli from Esther again was that it should be written, as we explained before, that it should be written as a part of the formal Torah. On the zwei bakoshes ani gekommen von Esther alone, these two were from Esther alone, as they on the statfus from Mordechai, without Mordechai's participation in these requests. That was in the Bavli. In Yerushalmi aber retzich nor wegen dem etze retzich wegen Retzich Nor, wegen dem Etzem Takonuf und Kaveya sein, die Yimei HaPurim B'chol Shoni, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. But in the Yerushalmi is talking not about the Megillah specifically, but in general, establishing Purim as days of celebration, Mishta V'Simcha, Mishlo Yechmonis, Ishlo Re'eyu, the sending of Shalach Monis, Matanis Lav Yoinim, V'Pashtas Loshna Yerushalmi, B'Kabim Shnei Yomim, Halol B'chol Shona. And as you, if you read the simple reading of the Yerushalmi, that's what it says. These 2 days should be, in other words, should be celebrated. Thus haben beide zusammen gebeten bei den Chachamim, and this request that it should be a Yom Tov, that came from both Mordechai and Esther, and the request for being written down and read, that came from Esther. Gimel, the drei inyonim anal mekablim atam aleichem shnei yom halalu. These 3 ideas. Number 1, which is that it should be 2 days of celebration. Number 2, kivuni, that it should be established as a time when you read the story. And then kisvuni, the 3rd point, that you should actually formally write it. Und der oben gesagte Chilik zwischen zeh, and as the above mentioned difference between these three things, dem ersten inyan haben gebeten Mordechai und Esther, that the first idea of the celebration was written by both, requested by both Mordechai and Esther, und the letzte zwei, and the second 2 requests of the story and the Megillah, Esther alein was only by Esther, yesh leimer as is an merumas bad gosher in the Megillah, and you could say that the 3 different components of it were mentioned, are, you can see them in the Megillah itself. How so? Beim Dezelen wie Eden haben angenommen lekayim es Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela, where the Megillah records that the Eden accepted that they will fulfill the days, these days of Purim. Zokta Pasuk, kasher kiyim aleihem Mordechai Yehuda ve'Esther Amalka. It's the Pasuk says, as was established by Mordechai and Esther. The Nocha B'shtei, then it says, u'maymer Esther kiyam divrei HaPurim Ha'ela v'nichta b'sefer. Later in the Megillah it says, and the words of Esther were established, these words of Purim, which were written in a sefer. Yeshleima has the 2 psukim reden veng the drayin on a malal, and we can say that these 2 psukim are recording those 3 things that we mentioned before. In Eshten pasuk that's a veng the takana from Yemea Purim. The 1st pasuk, which is attributed to Mordechai and Esther, is talking about the days of Purim, als tek from Mishta v'Simcha, as days of celebration. This is mashum from Loshon L'Kayim, as Yimei HaPurim Eila, as you can see from the words of that pasuk, which says the days of Purim. Al derech Loshon Anopi, from Yerushalmi, mekabim shnei yom malolu, as the Rebbe was medayik from the Yerushalmi, that do you accept these 2 days? In other words, nothing to do with the Megillah, only to do with the days of celebration. On the far ver do the mon beide Mordechai Yehuda v'Esther Malka, and that's why the pasuk says both Mordechai and Esther. Val di takonas yikum durzeir bishtatfus dike bakosha, because these days of celebration were established as a result of the common request of Mordechai and Esther together. Dakeg, on the other hand, in zweiten pasuk. Retzich wegen der Takonim von Kriyas HaMegillah. The 2nd pasuk is referring to the reading of the Megillah. Und wegen Ksivas HaMegillah. And about the writing of the Megillah. Maimer Esther Kiyim Divrei HaPurim Ha'ela. The words of Purim. In other words, the words that record the story. Main to Takonim von Kriyas HaMegillah. This is talking about the reading of the story of the Megillah, of the story of Purim. Und the far shtei do Divrei HaPurim Nishyumei. That's why it says over here, the words of Purim, not the days of Purim, was main beremes kaponim the day to reden on the tzeil and veng dem nes Purim, which alludes to at least the speaking of the mentioning of, the reading of the story of Purim. And then the third thing is v'nichta b'sefer, and then it says it was recorded in a book. Meintos was the sipa from Purim regilis fashrimin gevorn als eine von diksuvim kisvuni. This is referring, of course, to the story of Purim having been written and formally recorded as a part of Ksuvim. And the farzog the by the pasuk umaymer Esther, and that's why in this pasuk it says the words of Esther were fulfilled. When as ver danish demon Mordechai is not mentioned in this pasuk, well the tzvei inyonim at Esther alinge beten, because these two things were the request of Esther alone, and Mordechai was not participating in that request. But we have to understand, so this all falls into place nicely, but still we need to understand. Number one, wie kommt es tak as Mordechai had gebeten by the Chachamim nor wegen dem Takanu von Yemei Purim und nicht wegen Kriyas und Ksivas und Megillah? Why is it that Mordechai only requested about the establishing the days of celebration but nothing about the reading of the story or writing of the story? Number two, nochmer, even more of a question. Mordechai is der given a chaver Sanhedrin. Mordechai himself was a member of the Sanhedrin. Umeile is a given from the Chachamim, so he was one of those Chachamim to which this request was being sent, or these requests were being sent. Was haben masken given to the Bakoshes, in which ultimately they agreed to these requests from Esther, kivuni and kisvuni, that it should be established and written as a Megillah. Hatte doch Avada sich gedacht, euch mit Stadter sein in der Bakosche zusammen mit Esther. So if ultimately he agreed that it should be done, that it should be written, why didn't he originally participate in the request as well? Darf mir sagen, so therefore we have to say, as bei Mordechai Gufe sein in dem, gewähnt zwei Fahnen, that bei Mordechai himself, there were two approaches to this. Number one, wie Mordechai ist mit Zad Atzmai, as Mordechai, as he is Mordechai, personally Mordechai. Daf nitzayin der inyan von kivuni und kisvuni. So from that perspective, there doesn't need to be a reading of the story and or writing of the story. Und der Vater hat sich nicht mishtate gewinnen bei Koshes Esther. And therefore, as an individual, as a personal person, Mordechai did not have the need for recording the story and writing the story, and therefore he didn't participate in that request. Then there is v'yer is a chaver Sanhedrin, as Mordechai is a part of the body of the Sanhedrin. Was dos git an or zum amalazayim bekoshes esek ibuni kisvuni, and from that perspective, from the perspective of the Sanhedrin of which Mordechai is a member, from that perspective there is a reason to establish, to write down the story, to record the story and write the story. Gimel, a third point. Yeder inyan in Torah is bidiyuk. Every matter of Torah is, of course, very specific and accurate. Daf men zogen, as dos was the bakoshes von Esther gevunu l'doris and gevunu l'doris verin gebracht nor in Bavli and Nishin Yerushalmi, that this request of Esther that it should be recorded and written is only recorded in the Bavli and not the Yerushalmi. On the Idach, on the other hand, the Bakoshev and Esther, Mordechai and Esther, Mekabel Matam Aleichem Shneiam Halolu, this request that Mordechai and Esther both asked that it should be, the day should be celebrated, Givin Sich Nor in Yerushalmi, that we only find in the Yerushalmi and not in the Bavli. Is a Salz B'diuk. Obviously, everything is very specific, and the reason that this is in the Bavli and that's in the Yerushalmi is, there's a reason for that too, so we have to understand those reasons as well, in addition to what he said before, why Mordechai as a person doesn't want anything to do with the, or doesn't have a need for the recording of the story. Mordechai as a chaver, the Sanhedrin does have a need. Vet me das verstehen behagtim. So we'll understand this by first explaining, as das, was the Megillah is verschrieben geworden kisfuni, is es nicht nur an inyan of prat neusef in es purim, nor es vabunim mit etzem teichen an es. This recording of the story of Purim is not just it's another detail in how things evolved around the story of Purim, but that it is a fundamental and essential part of the miracle. Why? As we can understand also from what the Gemara says in Yuma, why is Esther compared to the to dawn? Loimalach, to tell you, mas shachar seif kol alayla, just like dawn is at the very end of the night. Af Esther seif kol anisim, so also Esther is the very end of miracles. That's the final time of miracles. When the Gemara is masvid, the Gemara explains what the meaning of this is. As af al pi the ike Chanukah, even though there was of course the miracle of Chanukah after Esther, but the nes Chanukah is given noch nes Purim. Still Esther is considered to be the final nes, at the end of all nisim, but Esther nitna likosev, because the nes of Esther was written into the Torah, was written into the Tanakh. The letzte nes was verschrieben geworden, Torah shebiksav, Tanakh is Esther. In other words, that not that there were never any miracles after that, but the ones that were formally recognized and written into the Torah, Esther is the last one. Das heißt, in other words, the nisim was nitnu likos lichtayv, the nisim that were allowed to be recorded and made part of the Torah, seinen aber sundesug nisim, they are another category of nisim, und Esther is seif von dem sug, and Esther is the end of this category of nisim, which are permitted to be recorded and canonized, as they say here. Und dafke de far was esten in the Kosovo, and it's only kemenir vergleichen lo shachar, and it's only because this nest was permitted to be recorded, therefore she is compared to the dawn, which is the end of the night. As Esther had them zelben teichen vi shachar, and for this reason Esther has the same, Esther sort of represents the dawn because it's the end of the night. Wenn sie wollt nicht gewen verschrieben, wollt man nicht gekannt machen den Vergleich. And if Esther's miracle, the story of Purim, were not recorded in a Megillah and formally made part of Tanakh, then you wouldn't be able to compare Esther to the Shachar, because there are other nisim after that as well. So what would be different about her and Chanukah and so on? In other words, that the reason that she's compared to the Shachar is because her story was written into the Tanakh. The Bir b'cholzeh. So to explain why this is so. The Chiluk b'pashas tishe Mordechai and Esther in Zeir Oifton in the Mevatel Zayn Gzeiros Haman. What was the fundamental difference between what Mordechai's role in bringing the Nes of Purim and Esther's role in bringing the Nes of Purim? Mordechai hat sich beike von ihm mit Meir sein Eden Tshuva zu tun. Mordechai's main participation was to encourage the Yidden to do Tshuva. Auf die Averes des haben die Fehl zu Gzeres haben, to do Tshuva for those Averes which were what led to the Gzeres haben to begin with. Euch der Knois kola Yehudim betzumu, also even the gathering of the Yidden and the establishing a fast day for 3 days and so on, v'chotchas Esther hotasim gebetentan, even though it was Esther that requested that this be done, is of a Mordechai given der besotas durgefit bepoil, but in the end it was Mordechai who actually brought it about. He's the one that gathered them, he's the one that called the fast and so on. So it was Mordechai's role was bringing the Yidden to Tshuva, gathering them for to fast and to daven and so on. But Kegen Esther, on the other hand, what was Esther's role? She was stuck in the palace, not amongst Jews. And of course the reason that she came to the palace was for this point, for this purpose. The only reason that you're a queen, you became the queen, is in order to be there to be able to help the Yidden. In other words, that was her place in order to be able to help the Yidden. So her role was to make an effort and do all kinds of a number of different things in a very natural way, as Achashverosh will battle Zayn Gzeiros Haman, to approach Achashverosh that he should get rid of the Haman Gzeiros. Sie ist gekommen zu Achashverosh und nicht gerufen er hat. She appeared before Achashverosh uninvited, hat zugegrät des Sudas für Achashverosh und Haman. She prepared those two parties for Haman and Achashverosh. So that was her role, to do the Hishtadlus, as they say, to make an effort and to try to get the king to override the gzeira. In ander averter, in other words, Mordechai had getan beikir in the mruchnis dik michelik from bitla gzeira. Mordechai's main participation was the spiritual undercutting of the gzeira. Oiftan and bitla gzeira lemaila, so that in the heavens above, it should do away with the gzeira up there. Under Ribbe is the Ribbe Zenis Haskis given mit zwischen Eden. Therefore, the way that he approached it was amongst the Eden themselves. Esther had getan beikir in the mishtadlus and darkei ateva. Esther was involved mostly in the efforts in a natural way. Durch velcha de bitul gzeira lemaila is durch kifid gevorn lemata. As she, in other words, approached what was happening down here, not in the heavens, but what was happening down here, which of course came as a result of what happened lemaila, but that's what she was approaching. Ziyat alz getan durch Achashverosh. She did all of her efforts through Achashverosh. Biz, as Achashverosh had megbatel the end of gzeira, until Achashverosh ultimately did nullify the decree. Unochmer, even more, v'napechu, that he transformed it, Asher Yishol to Yehudim, Hemesaneim, that not only would the Yidden not be harmed by the enemies, but that the Yidden would take control over their enemies. Zayin, v'yeshloim, so we could say, in dem selben Eifen, v'yumorachai and Esther haben sich voneinander geteilt, v'negei zei pe'ulis zum avatel seine gzeira. In the same way that Mordechai and Esther divided the jobs to do away with the gzeira, azoy eich is the chilik b'neiyah b'negeiyah tzedat gosha in the nespurim. So also that was the emphasis that each one put on the story, on the nes, in accordance with the role that they had to play. By Mordechai is that Gosha ben Espurim, the Ruchni is the Ginnitzachin. In Mordechai's view of how to commemorate the story of Purim, it was mostly how to commemorate the spiritual victory for Nidin. Was das, does it say, I'm Tshuva getan in an Oifen, as a Oifen, the fact that they did Tshuva in this way, bizas das hat Oif getan dem Kime, Mashi Kibul Kfar, the Tshuva was so great that they now finally accepted fully that which would they had already accepted by Matan Torah, and only now did they fully accept it. Zeh had their hodakablua b'meich Achashverosh, what the Gemara says that later they accepted in the days of Achashverosh, even though they had formally accepted it in by Matan Torah, but only later did they truly accept it. They took away this well-known thing that since the Eibishter forced the Yidden into Matan Torah, therefore there was an automatic out. There was always this, you forced us to do it, but now by Matan Torah, by Zman Achashverosh, now they formally accept it, so therefore that excuse no longer exists. Und der Farad Mordechai gewollt, as Purim soll sein, also b'malacha, which is why Mordechai originally requested that Purim should also be a day in which in Alvar Adu Malacha, in other words, similar to a spiritual day. Valderach Yom HaKippurim, similar to Yom Kippur, Yom HaTshuva v'Nesinus Luchas HaShniyas, which was, Yom Kippur of course is the formalization, the second Luchas, and Purim is a throwback to the first Luchas, so it's a similar way in that way. It should be a day dedicated to spiritual matters. Masha Enkin Esther at Madgish Given, whereas Esther's emphasis was in the Mnesun that Solov and Zayr Samal Ashmed Laharagul Abedis Kol Yehudim. Her approach was that we have to commemorate the fact that Haman wanted to destroy physically, wanted to eradicate the Jewish people, Chazashol. They had Solos Agufim from the Eden. They say that ultimately the bodies of the Jews, the life of the Jews was saved. The Meloshon HaLevush, as the Levush says, Shehoisa Agzeda LaHashem LaHarigas HaGufais V'loyas HaNefashis. That the Levush says that since the Gzeda was to kill the Jews, not to take away their souls, in other words, to drive them away from Yiddishkeit, that was not the intent here. Lekach, and therefore, Kishenitzel Memenu, when they were saved from that kind of Gzeda, the celebration is also in physical matters and giving gifts and so on. Mishta, v'simcha. So Esther's approach was we have to commemorate that part of it. Mordechai's approach was, since his involvement was in getting rid of the gzeira lamaila in a ruchnistic way. Therefore, he wanted to celebrate the spiritual aspect of it in a spiritual way. Ches demit kememaz v'zayin was oich by zekoron anes. Through this, we can explain that also by commemorating the miracle is the bakasha for makabel malechem eshnei yomim alolu gekuma from Mordechai v'Esther. Therefore, that request came from both Mordechai and Esther. And the bakasha givunu kusfuni nor from Esther alone, whereas the writing of the story was through Esther alone. While in the dry inyanim driktzuchayz the zekoron funes purim efashidin efane, because in these three requests of the days of Purim being commemorated, of reading the story and of writing the story, each one commemorates it in a different way. By Mekayim Zayin Yemeya Purim, by fulfilling the days of the Purim, Chot Shadosis Fabunim Midim Mitzvahs Maisis, even though it is also associated with mitzvahs that are going to be done, Mishta v'simcha, having a Suda and so on, Mishloach Manas, sending gifts, Matanas Levyonim, giving gifts to the poor. So of course these are also mitzvahs that you do. Is in yonim bepashtus as durch zeis on eden bemachshavtam benafsham kumen zu zekoron anes. What that is meant to accomplish is that when you give a gift, when you make a mishta, so in your mind you will live over, you will bring to life again the story of Purim in your mind. You will be thinking about it. But when it comes to making it kivuni and to read the story, that brings out the story, not just that you're thinking about the Nes because you're giving Sholach Manas, you're actually speaking about the Nes, you're telling the story of the Nes. And we know the Gemara says that by the moving of the lips is considered an activity, Maisa. But everybody agrees that speaking is only a somewhat of a Maisa. It's a whole machlokes in the Gemara whether it does rate as Maisa or it doesn't rate as Maisa. It's somewhat of a Maisa, but not a fully recognized Maisa. The Noach Dor Bakoshes Kisvuni, then it went a step further that it should be written in the Megillah. Now it becomes the commemoration of the miracle gets written down. In other words, it's a full-fledged Maisa. The Nezved Fashribim B'Dyoy Gashmi of Klav Gashmi, that it gets written by physical ink on a piece of parchment, physical parchment. So in other words, there are three ways in which to commemorate the Nes. Doing certain things in order that people will remember, think of the Nes. Telling the story is speaking of the Nes, and writing it down as a Megillah is doing something to record the Nes. On the river, therefore, by Mordechai is that Goshes Nes is by Em the Nitzoch Neruchni, since by Mordechai, his emphasis on the commemoration of the Nes is more about the spiritual victory. Is Oich there in the Zekorin Anes Negeya, but Ike the Zekorin Bemachshav Beruchni is for mention. Therefore, to him, what's most important is that in the spiritual side of the person, in his memory, in his mind, to think about it, that's where it should take place. That's where the commemoration of the Nes should take place. Okanal, as a Retor Givoltas, Purun Tozain Asub Malacha, as we said before, that he also wanted it to be a day prohibited from Malacha. In other words, another expression of spiritual commitment to the story. Dakegen by Esther, on the other hand, by Esther was the adgoshes anes is the atzola kipshuta. To her, the emphasis on the nes is the fact that the yidden were saved, atzola saguv gashmi, physically saved. Is the riber nishgenug at the zekoron anes olzayin machshava. Therefore, to her, it wasn't enough that in the mind of the yidden they should remember it. Not as dav zayin beiker arab kumen in asiya. She wanted it to be brought down into actual celebration, commemoration, in ma'isa zuta first, in a somewhat of a ma'isa by speaking the story. And in ma'isa rabba, and then even further to actually write it down so that it's a full-fledged ma'isa, and that's how you have to commemorate this ness. Now to address the last question, which was Mordechai on his own didn't want to participate as a member of the Sanhedrin. He did accept it. Does a test. Does was Mordechai hot nor gebet mekablam atam aleichem shnei yomim alodo nishkibuni lekisvuni. He, as a person, he only requested that they should accept the 2 days of celebration, but not to be recorded and written. Is those for Mordechai is mitzad milus matzav milus atzmi. That is, as Mordechai is in his own, on his level where he is, that's what he wanted, the spiritual aspect of it. Vazdan zeter oich zayin doir, because when it, as Mordechai is who he is, he sees even his whole generation. Vazed is zeya parnas v'doish v'tishtein v'yankis chayis fun em. He is the head of that generation, the roish of the generation, and they receive their chayis from him. V'zayin v'zay zayin mitzad nishmasim v'ruch niyosim. So when he looks, when he is standing in his place as Mordechai the leader, or Mordechai the tzaddik, and so on, even when he looks at the people to whom he is the leader, and they receive their chayas from him, but he sees them from, in their spiritual greatness. That's how he sees his people. Umitzad zeir ruchnius, and therefore because of their spiritual status, is genug as the zekor and the nezel zayim machshava. Looking at them as spiritual people, it's enough that they should have to be able to commemorate it only enough in their machshava, and they don't need more than that. They too are spiritual people. It's not that important that it should actually be recorded, written, spoken, and recorded, as he said before. But when Mordechai is a part of the Sanhedrin, and what is the Sanhedrin? That's the place where the people bring their difficult issues. And the Sanhedrin has to give a ruling in how people should actually behave, how they should do things in the real world, not in their potential, in their spiritual status, but how they should actually behave and live their lives. But to lead them, dafen zei zicharop lozen to Eden in zeir matze un zen zeir matze ben olam hagashmi, and therefore the Sanhedrin has to lower themselves down to the level of the Eden to see them as they are in their real situation in the physical world, mitzad gufam, to see how their body also has something to say about where they are. On the psak halacha d'abdur kefid verin emaisa, and we know that the Sanhedrin's rulings have to be brought down in actual maisa. Dan zet er id mitzad gufam, and therefore Mordechai also, as a part of Sanhedrin, he sees the yidden as they are represented by their body, not only as they are represented by the neshama and the ruchnis. Was mitzad them tafta zekor nanes arop kum in emaisa mamish, and therefore when you look at the yidden on that level, and the reality in which they actually live, therefore Mordechai also agreed that from that perspective has to be brought down to Dibur and even to Maise. Valdafke does the nemdem guf betachlis, because it's only through doing something, saying something, doing something, that it will also penetrate and permeate the guf, the real, the physical guf as well. So therefore Mordechai agreed when it was brought to him as a member of the Sanhedrin. Yud, der inyan anal and signer from Teres Chassidus. This whole subject, as it's brought out in the words of Chassidus, the chilik tishim madreges Mordechai and madreges Esther. What is the difference between the level of Mordechai and the level of Esther? Mordechai is inyan yisaid Abba. Mordechai represents Abba, yisaid Abba, which is Chochma. Vas mitzad Abba sviras haChochma is negei the inyan ha'oir. The from in the place of Chachma, what's most dominant and most important is Oir, the energy. Esther is Siris HaMalchus. Esther, we know, is the feminine and therefore Malchus. Un in dem gufa v'Malchus is Yeredes in Olam Biya, and even in Malchus there are different levels of Malchus. There is Malchus as it is up within an Atzilus. Then there is Malchus as it is the source of Biya. And then there is Malchus as it actually goes down into Biyah and in and interacts in Bia, meaning in Bri, Yetzirasiya, in the lower worlds. So Esther represents Malchus as it interacts with Bria Yetzira Asiya. This is Merubas in Ir Nomen, as we can see from her actual name, Esther von Loshem Vanoichi Haster Aster. The word Esther means concealment, as the from the Pasuk, and I will conceal, a double concealment. Tachlis Ahelim, the ultimate concealment, Helim Vahester. Vasmitzat Sviris HaMalchus is negated, the Inin HaKelim, and therefore, from Sviris HaMalchus, especially in the lower levels of Malchus, as they are in Bia, over there, the Kelim also take up an important role. The Chiluk Tzvishin Dem Oifim, Vi Nes Purim Vert Ehert, Mitzad Aminyan Ha'oir, Vi Esvert Nirgish Mitzad HaKelim. What is the difference between how the Nes Purim is experienced from the perspective of Oir and as it's experienced from the perspective of Kelim? The Nes Purim Zaynik from the Nisim Hamalvashim Beteva. The miracle of Purim, as we know, was a Nes that was completely enclosed. It worked through the natural process. So there are two extremes in that kind of a Nes. On ein zeit, on the one hand, bibald, as the Nes is on yuktan in teva, since the miracle came through nature. In a way that there was nothing obvious that anything supernatural was happening here. Every part of the story was a natural story. Is moving as is fabunimidem oirelikivas kumtarab islavishes and belt. So then it's obvious that this is the kind of miracle that is dealing with a part of Elikus, that aspect of Elikus, of godliness, which is works within the world, integrates with the world. From the Tzveiten Zay, but on the other hand, Vibal das dos is an inyan for Nesva Gilui Elikus, because in the end it was, of course, a miracle, and a miracle means a revelation of God's hand in the events. Until when you look at it, when you put together the story, it becomes obvious that this was a supernatural set of events. So it was a miracle. Is moving as the sheirish from the nest is from the Eirelikivas is Hechefenvelt. And every miracle has its source in that part of Elikus which transcends the world and therefore overrides, doesn't work within the normal natural process. Even though it's a, because it's a miracle, it's something which is not the normal process of the world. So it has both extremes. And nochmer, and even more, the does gufa, was the nes kenarop kumen in teva, is a bavai, is the fact that this miracle, which means that it comes from a place beyond the world, and then it's able to integrate into the natural process as well. That proves, that shows, as b'shorshoi is er hecher oich von the nisim gluyim, the fact that it's able to, that a oir which is lemaila ma'teva is able to integrate into teva, that means that it is from such a high place, even higher than a normal miracle, because a normal miracle has no ability, a normal oir which brings about a miracle has no ability to integrate into teva, as we know that Oira Seiviv doesn't really work within the world. The fact that this kind of a miracle, this kind of Oira which transcends the world, is able to work within the world, is able to integrate into the world, means that it's higher than both Oira which is beyond the world and the world. In other words, it's from such a high level where it doesn't matter anymore, am I higher or lower, or do I work with the world, do I not work with the world, it's all good. In other words, that this kind of miracle actually comes from a much higher place. Therefore, this kind of ayir is not limited to be, I am transcendent of the world and therefore unable to integrate into the world. He's not limited by that. He's much higher than that, this kind of ayir. And therefore is able to integrate into the world. Und das ist der Chilik zwischen dem Nes Purim, wie es mitzad Oir und wie es mitzad Kelim. And that's the difference between the Nes Purim as it is from the perspective of Oir and the perspective of Kelim. der inyan ha'oir tutz'oiv demgili v'nes. From the perspective of oir, what's being experienced is that this is a miracle, a super miracle. It's so high that it's an oir that comes from beyond even the normal place of miracles. Der inyan fun de kelim is zu eruptragen dem nes in helen v'hesef von levushat teva. The perspective of kelim is that we have to bring this high oir into the teva, into the natural process. But in dem pra firtzachoyz the mechuvim fun nes, and that's how the purpose of the nes will actually be accomplished. It has to happen down here in the world. So ibamachanim helim von teva, that it should transform the concealment of teva. Normally teva presents concealment of eiriliki, so it has to transform it as mezolzen viteva vedgefirt von eibishn alein, that it should now be recognized that even the natural process is being driven by Hashem. So that the place where normally Hashem's hand is concealed, the ness which comes from that high place has to be brought into teva, so that teva too is transformed and now recognized as being driven by Hashem. So from the perspective of Oyer, we see how it's super transcendent. From the perspective of Kalim, we see how it has to be brought down into Teva and to transform the Teva. Und das is the chilik zwischen Mordechai and Esther, and that's the difference between Mordechai and Esther and their approach to the Nes. Mordechai, mitzad Mordechai, inyan Oyer is der ikirat goshe von Nes Purim. From the perspective of Mordechai, it's the oyer which is what's, you know, so important about this Nes of Purim. Nishtin zichach teva, not seeing so much the accomplishment of refining the teva, but seeing the greatness of the oyer in his galus oyer, the fact that such a great revelation of oyer took place. Das was dor dem Nes vet nizgala de blieg vul hamiti yisborach, that through this miracle was revealed the true nature of the infinite aspect of Hashem, even more than the normal miracle, which is bligvul. As says the grech bizlamata mata in anhogas teva, that this is such a truly bligvul that not only is it bligvul, but it's not even limited by its nature of bligvul, that it can even go down into the lowest of the low, into the actual gvul of teva. So he sees the great accomplishment of this super oyer that was nizgalim. Und der Riber is euch das a korona nes, therefore when you want to commemorate something like that, nisht as eine geya zol arop kumen a maise, so it wasn't so important that it should actually come down into teva. Es is genug, was das a korona nes rik zuchois in the mitzvahs maises from Purim, it's enough that through the activities that will be established for Purim, shtolachmanos and so on, people will remember the great oyer which was generated by this nes. But the zikaron and nes gufa can bleiben machshava beruchnis. Of course, you have to do mitzvahs and so on, but the commemoration of the miracle will happen in your mind because it's to commemorate oyer. Und der far ver der inyan gebracht in Yerushalmi, and that's why this point of it, the story, they're telling us what Mordechai and Esther requested, that the day should be commemorated, that's brought in the Yerushalmi. But in Torah Gufa is as der inyan ha'or, which in within Torah, from between Bavli and Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is known as the Oyer. Fin gleich der richtige Svara und Teretz, as we know that the Yerushalmi was written very, very briefly, there are no back and forth questions and answers. Immediately they understand the Mishnah. Immediately there's no, you know, walking around in darkness trying different approaches. They see the light, they see the correct approach immediately. The Ein of us Zet Azach, and the Lichtigkeit, like somebody who sees a lit up room and therefore he knows exactly where everything is. Mitzad Esther Aber, so that's why in the Yerushalmi it brings out the celebration as it was intended from the perspective of Oyer, the way Mordechai understood it. Mitzad Esther Aber, what when we look from the perspective of Esther, inyan akelim haster astir, Esther represents kelim, the concealment, is there ikirat goshav and es purim, to her the main emphasis of Purim, the miracle was, das was durch dem wird übergemacht der Heste von Chesher und Teva. The great miracle was that the darkness was transformed, the concealment was transformed, nature was transformed. The far is euchen dem zukoron anes negei. Therefore, when we commemorate the miracle, it's of course it's important as a zolar upcoming in Olam Asiya that the commemoration should also happen in the physical world where the miracle took place, in her perspective. In Kriyu Oksiv, and therefore it should be read out and it should be written down. Varim dafke durch dem fitzach ois the mechuvim from the nes, because only through that do you actually experience or commemorate that which the miracle was intended to do. As teva gufas omeir sein, that in the physical world there should be an illumination of elikus, and that's what has to be done by reading it and by writing it. And the far ver der in gebracht in Bavli, and that's why this part of it was brought dafke in the Talmud Bavli. Was für machshakim hayshivani zeh Talmud shul Bavel, that as the pasuk says, I sit in darkness. I sit in darkness represents is expresses what Bavli is. Bavli was like sitting in the dark. You don't see it, so you have to try this approach. No, it's the wrong approach. Let's try a different approach. And so, like somebody who's in dark, he's looking for the door. This is a window. This is a hole. Oh, there is the door. So that's Bavli represents living in the darkness of Golos and having to find your way around. As is der inyan for birir achayshach, the inyan of Bavli is to illuminate and refine the dark place in Torah Gufa. Of course, in Bavli it's within Torah, but then that's why in Bavli it was, they brought out what was important in Bavli was that Esther wanted it to be written and said and written to illuminate the darkness. Yud Beis. Al pi kolonal veben euch verstehen de vergleichen von Esther zu Shachar. Now we can understand why Esther is compared to the dawn. Ma Shachar seif kololayla, Esther seif kolonisim, just like dawn is the end of the night, so also Esther is the end of all nisim. Umidos is verbunden mit dem, was Esther nitten lekosim, and how this is connected with the fact that the story of Esther was permitted to be written into the Torah. Does the Gemara vergleich seif kololayla zu seif kolonisim? Why does the Gemara compare the end of the night to the end of the nisim? L'cheira zayne nesun layla, hofchim betachlis. It would seem that a miracle and darkness and the night are two opposites. Vida Masha frekt, as the Masha actually asks that question. So the reason is, via is as vile, the reason is because, vigeret frier in Sif Yud, the tachlis, as we said before, the tachlis fun anes is as tebas gufazul sich ender. The purpose of a miracle is that to transform nature. As in teva was mitzadatzmi is as an inyo fun laila v'cheshach, that in nature, which is by its own, in its own state, it is a place of darkness, meaning to say that you don't see the hand of Hashem in nature. So zich onher in der erbelik begilif nalakus, that in this darkness of nature should also be seen the hand of Hashem, the godliness that is within it, and that's what the purpose of the Nes is. Un Esther is seif kol anisim, and Esther is the end of all nisim. Zi is the seif and tachlus from all nisim. What that means is the seif means also the purpose, the end result, the end purpose of the nisim is Esther, that the darkness should be illuminated. Harab trong the nes in gili elukos and helam Esther elam, to bring down the nes, which means the revelation of godliness, into the concealment of the world. So Esther is the seif kolonism, is the purpose of all miracles. Val zi poilt nish nor in ucheshach von elam azev as hat ashayches and besmiches tzoir, because it has an effect not only on the darkness of the world, which is at least close to Oyer. The Edelin Yonah from Elam Hazeh. In other words, what's the part of the world which is close to Oyer? The more refined elements of the world, where the darkness is not so complete, so it's at least neighboring light. But that's not the purpose of a miracle, to illuminate that part of the world. Nor in Seif Kolalayla, It's meant to illuminate the end of the night, meaning in Tachlis HaChesher VaHelem, the very ends of darkness, at the furthest reaches of darkness, the very dark places. The place where, which is very far from Eir, has no connection to Eir. Like we say about the end of the night, meaning to say in the very darkest place of the night. And as it's written in Chassidus and so on, that at the end of the night is the part of the night which is furthest away from the daylight from before. So the darkness right before the morning is the darkest place. So also Sof Kol HaLaila, in other words, that it's the furthest reaches of the night, the darkest place of the night, that's where it has to reach. Now Pizes Fashtanig was Dafka de Nisim was einen in Sug von Nitnalikose. And therefore we understand that it's only those miracles which were permitted to be written into the Torah. Kema Faglaichen, so Laila can be compared to this night, to this aspect of the night, the Befrat, so Seif Kol HaLaila, certainly to the end, to the furthest reaches of night. Why? Das was by the Nisim is the Zekoran Anes HaRab Gitron Gevorn in Ksive Vasiya. The fact that by these miracles, they're commemorated how? By being written into the Torah. Was, in other words, that they were brought down into writing, into Maisa. Vasanela Mazer Gufa is a Sugadaiman, which in the world, in the physical world, the material world that we live, Maisa is connected to Daimim, in other words, to the lowest and the most inanimate of objects, where there is the least expression of Ruchnius, of life, and so on. Is as wild in Nisim is in Yonam, Siba Machandem Laila, Befrat Sevkala Laila. Why were certain miracles permitted to be written into the Torah? In other words, brought down to the lowest elements into Maisa. It's because they are meant to illuminate the very darkest place of the world. And therefore, those miracles are considered to be the ones which are the true miracles, which are meant to transform the deepest darkness. Yud Gimel, and thus is Eich the Beer was Nimshel Esther Lo Shachar, and that explains why Esther was compared to the dawn. The Eira Shachar was is Bekeya Dem Cheshach von Sof Kol HaLaila, the light of dawn which breaks through the darkness of the very end of the night, which means of the furthest reaches of darkness. Weistev Dem Eir was Ved Nimshel Dafke Min Cheshach She Kodmei. That kind of Eir is what's called in Chassidus the light which comes from within the darkness that came before it. Meaning to say that the darkness itself gets transformed into light. This is Eich Merumis in Vort Shachar, as the word Shachar itself, which means dawn, which means already the penetration of light. What is the other meaning of the word Shachar? Shachros v'kadrus v'cheshach, which means blackness and darkness, and another word for darkness. In other words, that the word Shachar itself brings out darkness, yet it represents the light. In other words, the light which is created from within the darkness itself. When Oich Hazoy Oich in Sfiris, and the same is true in Sfiris as well, Ayelos HaShachar Do Knesset Yisrael, that Shachar refers to the Jewish people as a community of the Jewish people, the collection of Jewish souls. Sfiris HaMalchus, which is the Sfiris HaMalchus, and Bibald HaShachar Seif Kol HaLaila is moving as does is Sfiris HaMalchus. And since it's called Shachar, which means the end of the night, so it means Sfiris HaMalchus. Which level of Sfiris HaMalchus? Nishvizis B'mekayimen Atzilus. Not Malchus as it's found, it's in its original place, which is within the world of Atzilus, which is a much higher level of Malchus. Or not even Malchus as it becomes the source of Atik Abriya, of the beginnings of the next world, which is another role that Malchus plays. But that's still within, it's still connected to the world of Atzilus. Within your Malchus is Begilui, where the Inyan of Malchus, that it is part of Atzilus is still recognized and so on, it's obvious. Nor which level of Malchus are we talking about? Is Shachar called? These Yiziredes in the Helam Esef Neulam is Biyah. It's referring to that aspect of Malchus which itself integrates into the worlds of Biyah. If Iba Machanim Helam Lo'er had to transform the Helam, the darkness of Biyah, to bring a measure of light to there. Al Derech Vigaret Friya Benegeitz Esther, as we've talked about Esther, that it's meant to illuminate the darkness. In other words, that just like Esther, Shachar also represents a place of darkness which the light comes from within the darkness, and it's there in order to illuminate the darkness itself. So Esther also is meant to illuminate the darkness. That's her role. Das was Esther macht über dem Helm bei Esther, this that Esther transforms the darkness of the world, Chach as in Yonah his Aster, even though the meaning of Esther is double concealment, is this nishn bekeicha shol Mordechai, nor bekeicha shol Mordechai, as in Yonah his Erbe Gilu Kenal Barucha. How is it then that Esther, which represents darkness and double concealment, how is she able to illuminate that darkness? It's not only through the power of Mordechai that his power, his role is Oyer, nor Oyer val Esther Gufa is bepnimius hechalagamir funim Hester. It's not only as a result, it's not only that Mordechai that gives her the ability to illuminate the darkness. It's because Esther herself is in the true nature of Esther, is that she is much higher than all of this concealment. As which means was thus is the pirush apnimi in pasuk Hadassah I Esther, and this is what the meaning of the words in the Megillah Hadassah is Esther. Oich in the Yerida von Elam veHester Olam Esther is faran de bechinas Hadassah Elo Tzadikim, that even when Esther is Esther, which means that she is in a state where she is in a state of concealment in the world and so on, she has descended into the darkness of the world, as we said before, that it's Malchus which is in the world of Biyah. Even there she is Hadassah. Hadassah means Tzadikim. Even there she draws on her true nature, which is Hadassah. Was weist auf Pnimius HaMalchus and Hadassah Elo Tzadikim, that is referring to the inner meaning of Malchus. Was is miyuchad mit the Sfiris Shulamayla Mimena, and we know that Malchus is connected to all the Sfiris that come from above it. In other words, that Esther, even as she stands in the most dark place, is still essentially connected to all of the above levels, to the place of Hadassah, to the place of Tzadikim, to the place of the higher Eiris of Atzilus. And this is a lesson to each and to the work of each and every one of us. Even when a yid finds himself in a place of darkness, you shouldn't be overwhelmed by this. Since in the essence a Jew is higher than any concealment, therefore it's within your power not only to be able to deal and with the concealment, nor nochmer, but even more so, to transform the concealment itself into light. Tezva, Vigeret Filmol, as we mentioned many times, seinen alle Inyonim von Pnimis HaTeire da beremez al-Gopanim in Nigla de Teire. Everything that we find in Chassidus can also be found, at least an allusion to it, in Nigla as well. And Azoyech bin Yoneinu, the same is true for this matter as well. The Inyon al-Alu Navaydus kol Echad ve'Echad, this idea, in the, as he translated to the Avaydah of Eviyid, Bi'aid is bi'Pnimis Hechav von Hester, that a Jew is in his essence higher than the concealment, is the Alter Rebbe Meramez in Shulchan Aruch b'Mahadura Tinyana. The Alter Rebbe alludes to this in Shulchan Aruch in the second version. There were certain parts of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch had Mahadura Kama and Mahadura Tinyana, the first version, and then he rewrote it slightly differently. So this is found in the second version. In Anev von Hilchas Hashkamas Abayker, in the beginning of the laws of waking up in the morning, in dem din von anim eures hashachar vein hashachar meir oisi, where he discusses that a yid should be awakening the dawn, not that the dawn awakens him. In other words, it means a person should get up before dawn, that we awaken the dawn, and not that after the dawn dawns, that's when I wake up. The morning light is what woke me up. No. As David HaMelech said, Ani ma'irir ha-shachar, I awaken the dawn. Und das ist verbunden, that's what Alter Rebbe writes it in regards to that subject. Und das ist verbunden mit Tatmiyah in Taz, and this issue is connected with a question that we have on the Taz, a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. And Ashinu in Alten Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch Madura Kama Madura Tinyona, and also a change that we find that the Alter Rebbe from the original version to the second version, the Alter Rebbe makes a change. So we have to understand why he made that change. And we'll understand the question on the Taz, and also why the Alter Rebbe changes the version of how he writes it in the first version, the second version. We'll understand it based on what we said before about Shachar. The Tor brings that up. The Tor brings in Eshten Simef von Eirachayim, in the very first chapter of Eirachayim, he says like this, Tzorech Adam Lizgabakari, a person has to be strong like a lion, Lamed Babaker La'avodas Bayrei, to wake up in the morning to serve Hashem, Shetehei Ata Ma'eirer Hashacha, that you should wake up the dawn, V'le Yehei Hu Ma'eir Ircha, and not that the dawn wakes you up, K'mei Shenem Adobed, Esham Adobed, as David HaMelech Olav Hashem said, Ani Me'er Hashacha, Bein Hashachar Me'er Oisi, I awaken the dawn, not that the dawn wakens me, as it says in the Pasuk, O'ira Shachar, I wake up the dawn. In Shulchan Aruch, Abba brings Arab the Mechaber. So that's what the Torah says. But what does the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, write in Shulchan Aruch? Norder Onhei, he only quotes the first part of it. Shiyehei uhu ma'irir Shachar, that a yid should awaken the dawn. Unishdev siyam ve'ena Shachar meir oisi. But he doesn't follow up with the second part of that, and not that the dawn awakens me. Is Mazbe the Taz. So the Taz explains why the Mechaber doesn't quote the second part. He says, Shachar meint Knesset Kedushas Yisroel. Shachar, it says the Taz, is referring to the Knesset Yisroel, the holiness of the Yidden, the Kedusha was a Sheira in Eden, the holiness which dwells amongst Jews. And in them, Zainadot Tzvei Fanav, so there are two ways in this which this is done. Ani Meir HaShachar, there is I awaken the dawn, which means the Yisoidus Momata of Tzukum and Tzushachar, which means that is like Yisurus Latata, what's called Nachsidus. It means the Avoida that comes from within the Yid in order to arrive at the level of Shachar. Shachar means morning, light. So it's Ani Meir, I am the one that does the work in order to reach the level of Shachar. Then there is Shachar Meir Oisi, the dawn awakens me. That means the Yisoidus Momaila from Bechina Shachar. Sometimes a Yid needs to be awakened from above. You need a Sarusad Le'ela, the Shachar should awaken me, should encourage me, should. So that's the opposite. Und das hat gemein David ve'ena Shachar Meir Oisi, and that's what David HaMelech meant, that the dawn does not awaken me. What did he mean? The Yisoidus Shalei Momata G'doy L'Kol Kach, that his awakening, his avoda from down below, from his own initiative, was so powerful. She'ein tzarich l'siyu yisaydus l'mayla. He didn't need the help from above. He didn't need to be awakened from above. That's how the Taz explains it. V'bal this is a madrega v'sashayich nor l'dovid k'yetzabay, and since this is a level that you don't need help from above to be awakened from above, this is not for every yid. This is only something which is people like David HaMelech. But so therefore the Mechaber doesn't bring it in Shulchan Aruch, because it's not something that everybody is expected to reach. That's how the Taz explains it. Is l'chayda t'mua b'yaseh, so to this we have to understand this. V'kem ezogen as es is da azav as ein tzarech l'siyu v'seri shul maila. How could we say that there is somebody that says, I don't need to have help from above? We know that if the Gemara says that if Hashem would not help a Yid, then you wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Und jeden Eden, afilo tzadik gomer hat zokmen al tamen ba'atzmacha. And every Yid, even a tzadik is told, don't believe in yourself until until it's over. So therefore, how could we say such a thing? I don't need any help from above, from Yisrus Leila. What does this mean? Also, the Alter Rebbe is Mildura Kama, bring the Eich HaRob Vida Mechaber. The Alter Rebbe in his first version of this chapter quotes also the way it brings it, the way the Mechaber says, Nor Deminyu Funshei Hu Me'irir HaShachar, only that part that you should awaken the dawn, and it leaves out the second part, and that the dawn should not awaken me. But in the second version, he did add it in. That he should awaken the dawn, as the pasuk says, I awaken the dawn. Ani me'irir hashachar, ve'ein hashachar me'ir oisi, and the dawn does not awaken me. Vezuhi mida beinus, and this is the average mida. This is what a normal, average, regular person is expected to do. Is nishmuvan, so we have to understand about this. Vibal das euch madurit in yon as a tale from Shulchan Aruch, since the second version is also a part of Shulchan Aruch Hadavah Shavu Lechol Nefesh, which means Shulchan Aruch means it's something which everyone is expected to live up to. Is favos bring dort Alter Rebbe dem inyum from Ve'ena Shach Amei Reisi. What does Alter Rebbe bring this idea of, and the dawn does not awaken me, versus Shaykh nor David Kiyotzebei, which seems to be something which is only David HaMelech HaSamad HaLekim is capable of reaching. Nochmer is the Tmiyah, and the question is even greater. From the Mehemshech HaLoshim from the Alter Rebbe is Mashma, from the way the Alter Rebbe concludes this phrase, it seems as the Verte is the Zumi the Beinanis, but seeing sich that the words that he concludes this, which he says, and this is the average level, it seems that also relates to nishnartzum klolos adim vegkima kedem oira baker, not only in regards to you're expected to wake up before dawn. Was kommt nicht zu dem, was is roi l'chol yishamayim lokem b'chatzais alayla, which of course is considered to be a middle measure, because greater tzaddikim or whatever, a higher level Yerushalayim is expected to wake up at midnight and start his avodah at midnight. So that's not for everybody, but Ira Shachar, to wake up before the dawn, that's for the regular person. So, but it seems that this is not what he means. Not only that, that's not only referring to that part of it, but that Mida Beninis is referring also also to that part in which he said that the dawn does not awaken me. Das heißt, as a shaykh nid dafke zu yechidus gula, that it's connected not only to people on the level of David HaMelech nor Adar Abazumi the Beinanis, that it's something which is the average person can reach. So what does it mean that an average person doesn't need help from above? What does that mean? Yudches alpia now, so based on what we said before in Sif Yud Gimel, in Madrega Shachar, in describing what the level of Shachar is. As dos is Knesset Yisrael Malchus Vizis Yered in the Helen Vahesta from Velt. That this is talking about Knesset Yisrael as it goes down, descends down into the concealment of the world in order to transform it. Kemen Zogn, so we could say, as dos for the Tazok, the Ein Sarach Lusiyov Yisrael Shalom Maila, that when he says that he doesn't need the help from to be awakened from above, Mainter Blois, all he means by that is, as is daf, er daf nicht onkomme zu dem Siyua, was nehmt sich von Bchina Shachar, that you don't need the help which comes from the level of Shachar. Aira Shachar, right? It's a specific level of Shachar. Er daf aber onkomme zu a Siyua von Hechera Madreges in Elokus. Of course you need help from above, but not from the level of Shachar. You need the help from higher levels, as I'll explain. The bir bazeh, the meaning of this is, the siyua mulmaila yeshleimas zayna faram b'chlolus d'ray madregas. In how you receive help from above in your aveda, can be divided into three different levels. The aleph, the first one, is the siyua az mezol nichshul verin and taivas iser rachmanu litzlan. just a simple help that a person should not get caught up in things which are prohibited. There are people, unfortunately, that are connected to things which are prohibited. So you need help for that. And der siyua is from Bechina Shachar. That is what comes from Shachar. Shachar is the way a Yid finds himself in the darkness of the world. In other words, when you need help from Shachar, it means you need help to deal with actual Isser, Taivas Isser. As we said, that the Shachar means as Malchus is in the, at the very furthest reaches of the darkness, the place where there is ultimate absolute concealment in this world. Then there is a second level of siyua, of help that you need from above. The siyua is from Taivas Heter. A Yid also needs help, even if you've mastered and you're able to control your Taivas Isur, but then there is Taivas Heter. Und das kommt von Malchus, wie es wird Atik Lebriya. The help to be able to overcome that is not from Shachar, as Malchus is in the Imbiya, but that comes from Shachar as Malchus is there as the source of Biya. Das Chodsch as Euch die Bechine is an Inyo von Laila, Yerid in Elam's Biya, that even though this is still a level of Laila, in other words, as Malchus is already pertaining to Bria, which is the light, the dark. And al derer ze in Aveide, which in Aveide means kumt es doch zu kumt es doch zu verhitten von Taivus, and it also is dealing with, and so in Aveide it also deals with darkness. In other words, Taivus. It's there to protect you from Taivus. Is this aber nicht seif kolalayla, but it isn't the ultimate, the furthest reaches of Taivas of darkness. The siyua is of Taivas Heter, because this is a dealing with a night which is connected to Heter, which is Taivas, which are not absolutely prohibited, they're permitted. And the third level is the siyua, if kenen oilas I'm madregala madregin ktusha gufa, that is the level where a person is able to grow from level to level in holiness itself, und das kommt von Malchus d'Atzilus, and this comes, this is how a Yid wants to grow within Kedusha itself. He's already removed from Inyanim of Klippa and Taivas and so on. Und das kommt von Malchus d'Atzilus, and the help for that comes from Malchus d'Atzilus, viz is b'mekayma in Atzilus, as Malchus d'Atzilus is in its original place, which is in the holiness of Atzilus. Was dan verzi ungerufen yoim, over there it's called day and not light, because it's still within the great holiness of Atzilus. Die drei Inyanim anal seine Massim bechlolus zu die drei Madreges in Aveide. These three levels that we just spoke of, they fit, generally speaking, they fit to the three levels of Aveide of a Yid, which is Aveide sa tzaddikim, Abeinini and Arasha. Vi madrigosim bet eklet Tanya, as Tanya explains what a tzaddik, Abeinini and Arasha are. A tzaddik is in ganzen the Shaykh Sinyonim from Taivas. As we know, a tzaddik has absolutely no connection to Inyanim of Taivas, as Nemezich Fun, Nefesh Bahamis, Taivas, whether they are Isur or Heter, all come from Nefesh Bahamis. Und sein Aveide besteht in Aliyah in Kedusha Gufa, and a tzaddik's Aveide is in growing within holy levels, to go from one level to another within holiness, completely disconnected from anything beyond holiness. Then there is by a Beinoni is upgefret satana aveira rachman l'slam. By a Beinoni, the second level, it's totally out of the question that a person should do an aveira. Lo yaver aveira v'lo yaver lo ilam. Beinoni, as the Alter Rebbe says, Tanya, is someone who never committed a sin and never will commit a sin. Edarfa b'hob mamulchomet oisidn zich from Taivas Heter, but he still needs the battle is to remove himself from Taivas Heter, things which are not in aveira. On the third level is Arasha Dafab Muhammad nit sudurchfal nisr. Arasha is still struggling not to do an aveira, to actually not do an aveira. And oif dem darfur onkomit sisiyom umaylov from chinuch shachar. And in order to be able to withstand that, you need help from the level of shachar. V'yeshleimer ados ezeich debir in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, which can explain that this is what the Alter Rebbe is saying in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzad nigla de Torah, from the perspective of nigla, is a beinani der versus machza o machza. We know that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that a beinani in the Gemara is described as somebody who is half mitzvahs, half averus. Der versus hot mer for machza roiv zachias is a tzaddik. Anyone that has more than half mitzvahs is already considered a tzaddik. Und der Rebbe is madura kama was geschrieben geworden leid de machra from Gemara. And therefore, the first version of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in those four chapters, which is written based on what the Gemara says. Und Gemara und Poskim, in other words, Nigla de Teire, bringt nicht Alter Rebbe de Minion von Veina Shachamayer Eisi. When you're talking in that level, where a Beinani is somebody who is half and half, so he doesn't bring this idea of he doesn't need help from Shachar. As medaf nicht onkommen zu Sia von Shachar, was hit up von Oiva seinen Aveira. Because over there, even a Tzaddik on that level still needs help in not being over and avera, because even a tzaddik on the surface level is also shaykh to an avera. So therefore, how can you say to any yid that he doesn't need help from shachar? Every yid needs help from shachar, if you talk from the perspective of Gemara and Poskim. Mashen ken de madura tinyana, but when it comes to the second version of those four chapters, had al terebe machriya gevem kama kubolim. And that second version, he paskins, also including what the Mekubalim say. And that's how he gives the final psak din. Umitzad valpi bir in pnimis ha-teira. And from the perspective of the inner dimension of Teira, is oich ha-beinani nitshayich to over zayin an aveira. Even a beinani is not shayich to be over an aveira, as we said from Tanya. But meila dafer nidim suyo from b'chinah shachar. Therefore, even a beinani doesn't need the help from Shachar, from that level which is there to protect you from committing an Aveira. A Tzaddik and a Beinani don't need help from there. They need help from higher levels, as we said, from Atzilus, as it is within Atzilus itself, or even as Atzilus, as Malchus is, Malchus as it is in Atzilus, or Malchus as it's coming down to be a source of Bria. But once Malchus is already in Bria, in the Hastir Astir, that you don't need help. A Beinani that never commits a sin doesn't need help from that level. When the fire brings the Alter Rebbe Dorot Oich, the meaning from Ve'ena Shacha Meiraisi. Therefore, now when he's talking on the way Chassidus sees a Beinani, he says Ve'ena Shacha Meiraisi. We don't need help from the level of Shachar not to commit an actual sin. When his Messiah Vezumi the Beinani, and he actually says this is what a regular Beinani is shayach to, because the mitzvah is a meramis to the mechina from Beinani, which he means, of course, the level of Beinani as it is in Tanya. That for that you don't need help from shachar. Und das gufa stellt herein dem the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch al psak din, was a shavu lechol nefesh. And even this, which seems to be like a high level, but it's, he brings it into Shulchan Aruch, which is really what everyone is expected to live up to. Because once the Alter Rebbe already told us in Tanya that what is the true nature of a Beinani so now that we know what a real mid of a Beinani is, and so as the Alter Rebbe says, that this became the what every person is expected to do, and that's what a person should strive for in life, to be that kind of a Beinani. Because Yochali is Beinim Cholizim Chol Shah, because a person can become a Beinani, can be a Beinani at any time, and therefore it's a part of Shulchan Aruch that a Yid is meant to be a Beinani, and as a Beinani doesn't need help from Shachar, because we're beyond that. A Yid, the struggle should be only in Taivas Heter, not in Taivas Iser. Chof, the inyan anal monta Alter Rebbe gleich bashkamas abayker, and this is something that the Alter Rebbe expects right in the morning. The first thing as you wake up in the morning is the very first chapter of Shulchan Aruch. Nachafila and nachfaraf amiris meidani, and even before you say meidani, in other words, you're waking up. You haven't said meidani. You're meant to wake up even before the shachar. Das heißt euch. And even, in other words, when there is no, you haven't brought any spiritual light into your soul yet. You haven't even said Maidanis. Is by im no chamatzah fun cheshach. You're still in a situation of darkness. Monzich funem. It's already expected of him, Liz Gabriel Yitzrek Ari, that he should overcome his Yetzirah like a lion. That he doesn't need help from Shachar in order to keep him from doing an Aveira. How can you expect something like that first thing in the morning? It's still dark, you haven't done anything yet, already you're on the level where you're not shaykh to do an aveira. How could that be expected? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is is in a matzav von cheshech, because why is a yid in a situation of darkness? Is this normat satan chitzenis? That's only on the outer surface. But pnimius is a hecha funem hester. But in essence, as he said before about Esther, the yid is always beyond hester, higher than hester. You can also see vidal binyan adasi Esther, as he said before about that, even when Esther is in the level of hester, it's still connected to Adasa, to the tzaddikim. But other rabbi, the matzah from hester ruft arois the pnimius aneshama beyesesays v'yesarois. In fact, when a yid recognizes and realizes that we find ourselves in a level of hester, it brings out a greater essence of the neshama. It digs into the essence of the neshama. Was drückt sich aus in dem Koyach Mesiras Nefesh, which expresses itself in Mesiras Nefesh, was is da by jeden Iden, which every yid has the Koyach Mesiras Nefesh, und wie es ist gewen bei May Esther. As it actually happened in the time of Esther, the Meshach Kol Hashana Kula, that for the entire year of the Gzeira, seine Niden gewem b'chinas mesiris nefesh mamish b'chol yom b'chol eis b'chol shah, the Yidden were in a situation of mesiris nefesh for the entire time, every day, every moment, every hour, and so on. For mesiris nefesh nem durch the mentioning ganzen, because mesiris nefesh, it completely permeates every part of the person. In Allah's and Kayachas and Afilibul Levushim Achatzainim, in every Kayach and even on the outer Levushim, Mesiris Nefesh takes over, is able to overpower all of them. And therefore, even in a Matzav of Hester, of darkness, Mesiris Nefesh, the Pnimis and Neshama, which is brought out because of the darkness, helps you deal with every situation. Now, that is a Babedus Kol Echad V'Echad. So therefore, the same is true also for every yid's aveda. Dafke der matzah von cheshech. It's because of the situation of darkness. Ruf tareis pnimis nafshei. That's what calls out the essence of the inner dimension of the soul. Noch mer vi amatzah von gili oir. Even more than if you were in a place of light. Und das drikt sich ois in Kabbalah's oil von etzem and neshama. And that's expressed in the similar to Mesiris Nefesh, is the union of Kabbalah's oil, which comes from the inner soul, was nemt im durch in ganzen, which completely permeates every part of the person, was mit zadem yocholi is benin b'chol eis b'chol shah, and it's from this Kabbalah's oil that a yid is able to be a benini at every moment of their life.